Ko taku hoia inai nei, ko Nona Peltier, who's here to talk business. Nona, the Reserve Bank is doing another round of consultation on the future of money as it hones in on the key issues. What are the concerns?
Well, they did a number of consultations over the last couple of years, and what they determined finally is that, yes, people do want cash. However, it's not always that easy to get. And banks are like looking at the cost and thinking, well, it's expensive to maintain these ATM machines, and, you know, just providing cash is a cost. And a lot of retailers don't want to handle cash, especially now with COVID. You often see retailers not wanting to accept cash. They have it right on their door or what have you. But that's not acceptable to a lot of people. And the governor, assistant governor of the Reserve Bank, Christian Hawksby, he says that the Reserve Bank wants to keep cash available for as long as it's needed and is looking at a variety of things that they could do to ensure that cash continues to be available, and that even with the decline in cash services offered by banks and retailers, that there's something put in place. And this is what he had to say.
Our money is legal tender in New Zealand, but all that really means is that you can use our money to pay your taxes and to pay off debts that you owe. It doesn't mean that merchants have to accept cash. But we're really saying, well, that's something that we should look at seriously if we want this cash system to work and be efficient.
Now, that's the Reserve Bank Assistant Governor Christian Hawksby. One of the things that they have done is put this information onto the Reserve Bank website for people to comment on. And then what they'll do is early next year, they'll come up with a list, or I guess a final proposal of what they're thinking. And then that would be put in place at some time in the future. So if you have something to say about the future of cash, this is probably one of your last opportunities.
Well, people can tell us what they think about the future of cash on via text 2101. Let's hear what the people say. Let's move on to KiwiSaver. They've ridden out the latest round of market volatility and people have boosted their savings. How are those numbers looking?
Yeah, pretty good. So the Financial Services Council that keeps track of these things on a quarterly basis found that funds rose more than 20% to $90.8 billion over the past year. And membership has been rising. Now there's close to 3 million members. Contributions to the months ended, the 12 months ended September, were $6.32 billion. And the average balances rose just over $4,000 to $27,858. So overall, the KiwiSavers have held up quite well, and that they were calm. So the savers themselves didn't react to volatility like they did the last time we went through COVID, and to their own benefit.
And Nona, a quick whip around the markets?
Well, speaking of volatility, we certainly have seen quite a lot of it in the market. You know, the last few days we've had some pretty hefty falls as people are concerned about the new COVID variant. But today, those concerns have eased somewhat, and so the market rose 1.5%. That's 187 points to 12,719. And the New Zealand dollar, it's steady at 68.3 US cents, 95.6 Australian and 51.3 pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier there with Business News.